Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. I'm honored that you'll tune in and listen to me today, and I try to bring you really interesting, up-to-date information. And I had a new patient in recently, and he asked me, well, why do you do this? Why do you work so hard, and why do you do this radio show and so on? And I told him, well, there are two reasons. One of them, which is a selfish reason, all of this activity, brain activity, keeps my brain going and helps keep away cognitive decline as well as the dreaded Alzheimer's. That's the thing now that we know. We can really make an effect on stopping Alzheimer's and cognitive decline, and especially the book that I talked about to Dr. Brandesen, B-R-A-N-D-E-S-E-N. He's an M.D., and you can get that off of Amazon. And really interesting information. Without pharmaceuticals, you can make a major effect on this cognitive decline. But one of the things that researchers say that you really must push your brain, push it, and keep those synapses working. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is I really enjoy bringing information to the public and bringing it in by listeners, because I've been doing this for, I guess, over 20 years now, right at 20 years, maybe going on a little bit more. And it took me a long time to get comfortable doing it, but now that I have the format down pretty well, I enjoy this so much because I'm bringing you information that you don't get very easily from the usual sources, because there's no strings attached to any of this. And I do a lot of reading. I get a lot of information through the dental office, and the dental articles that we have are just marvelous. And I have learned how to trust the sources that are really valuable. And so much of this material is peer-reviewed, and it is examined carefully for its authenticity and accuracy. So I love to go through these articles and look and see what it is that might bring some value to your health, to your longevity, some value to your longevity, to make you a healthier person. And as we talk about, you can lengthen or stop the shortening of your telomeres, which are little things that determine apparently how long we're going to live. And so bringing you all of these different things is a great joy to me. I enjoy it so much, and I hope that it helps some of you that are looking for solutions along this line, because every week I try to bring you more and more information that's relevant to your longevity. So again, this is the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And please give me a call, because I do not have a guest today. A lot of times I'll have a very interesting guest. Today, the lines are open, and of course that means dial in 210-599-5555, 210-599-5555, and give me a call and let's talk about something that's you want information on, about a dental problem and how the dental problem might affect a medical problem. And I'll be happy to talk with you and see what we can help you with. So there's so much material that's out there, and want to bring things that you probably never heard of before. And one of them is something that came from my son, who's a dentist up in Fort Worth, and he attended a meeting by a periodontist who came down with a very serious infection, working on a nurse of all people. And he was extremely sick. Not my son, but the dentist that he works with. And the medical doctors didn't know what to do. They gave him antibiotics at first, and that didn't have any effect. And they'd switch to more antibiotics and just kept going and going, had him on IV antibiotics. And he found out about a process called bacteriophage. And I just mentioned this, and I'll get you more information on it, but that's not the point right now because it's kind of complicated. Because it's not FDA approved. It has to be sent out of the country to get a blood supply or a blood draw, and it has to be sent very quickly over to a European country, and then the European country or the facility will process this and send back a solution, an oral solution that is something that you would drink, and it activates the immune system. And this is something that the pharmaceutical companies are working on as far as cancer, of how they can activate the immune system and get the immune cells, your own immune cells, to wipe out cancer cells. So this is along that line, but this is called bacteria, and then P-H-A-G-E. I'd never heard of it. And so the point is that this doctor brought out in this meeting that my son was attending, it says, the minute you get, and this is the point I want to get across, the minute you get into a infection, doesn't matter what the source of it is, whether it's pneumonia or MRSA or any kind of infection that doesn't respond to the antibiotics, because there's so many bacteria nowadays that are bacteria resistant. We just don't have solutions for a lot of these infections. And one of the first things that you want to ask for, if you run into a situation like this, say you come down with a bacterial infection or viral infection and you're not getting response, the medical doctors are not getting response, immediately ask for an infectious disease specialist. And these are called in for serious infections. So I just wanted to pass that on because we never think about it until it's too late or we find out about it too late. I've never heard of this bacteriophage, but it's interesting, very interesting. And, of course, he was able to get this. There's a company in San Francisco that takes it and ships it over to or processes it or gets it processed and gets it back real quite quickly, which has to be done, and was able to save his life. And he was getting no help. He was getting no response from the bacterial antibiotics, rather the antibiotics that were being given him for this serious infection, and he was going downhill fast. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And the point, and it is, let me repeat, that whenever you get an infection, that the medical treatment is not responding through the antibiotics or so on, ask for an infectious disease specialist. These are medical doctors that are trained in these very difficult, serious infections. So with that, just wanted to point that on because I thought that was so interesting, especially since diseases and infections that don't respond promptly or easily to antibiotics, it's a growing problem for hospitals and for patients as well. So, just wanted to pass that on. I thought it was interesting. I'll get a lot more information on this in the future. Give me a call if you have something you want to talk about, as oral infection or oral inflammation or an oral problem, a dental problem. We'll be glad to chat about that and tie this into the overall general health problem if it applies. And the number, of course, is 210-599-5555. And your immune system is so important. And one of the things I want to cover here first, and that's the value of teeth. The value of teeth, because I advertise heavily for high fear, high anxiety patients. Patients will put treatment off from their dental treatment for a long time. And there are various reasons. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's fear of pain. Sometimes it's extreme anxiety in any kind of a medical setting or in a dental setting. So that's one of the reasons that at the Office of Doctors, Staffel and Associates, we've worked so hard for so many years developing a really, really comfortable treatment for treatment of dental problems. And at the very heart of this is the NUCOM system. The NUCOM is a marvelous system, and it is a patented anti-stress, anti-anxiety system, and it puts you into a pre-sleep or a meditative sleep and holds you there for the whole time that your treatment is being rendered as far as your dental treatment. Then when the treatment is finished, you remove the earphones and the little other component, electrical component, and you go about your business without any disturbance of your regular routine. That's with the NUCOM. And then sometimes we'll take the NUCOM and we'll add some laughing gas. It's called laughing gas because it goes back to 1850, and one of the symptoms or one of the signs of it is you get very giggly. Some people get giggly with the laughing gas. Of course, it's nitrous oxide, a very innocuous, very safe material, been used since 1850. Its wonderful properties were discovered by a dentist in 1850, so it's been around a while, stood the test of time, and it's still a wonderful, wonderful anxiolytic. That means it reduces the anxiety of the situation that you're facing. And in a dental office, people really have accumulated a lot of anxiety and stress because they've been, the mouth is a very sensitive area. And when you have sticky pointy things and you don't get a complete anesthetic block or complete anesthetic nerve, the teeth are very, very sensitive, and they let you know. And, of course, that's there for a reason, because your brain highly, highly values the teeth. Maybe you don't, but I'll tell you, your brain does. And why do I say that? Because all of your sustenance comes through the mouth, and you have to have, or it's ideal to have good teeth, teeth that you can chew anything that you want, that you can chew the foods that you really need to be chewing, like vegetables and fruits and things of that type. So the value of teeth is something special. And the other thing, the interesting thing, is that you may not be aware of, I've talked about it a lot, but oh, we'll continue talking about it because it's so valid, and that is that your teeth are programmed to last you 80 plus years. Now, your permanent teeth come in, they start coming in about almost 6 years of age, and then once they're in place, they are programmed to last you 80 plus years. And it's no other situation in your body does this from the standpoint of lasting that long without any repair or replacement. And that's what's so interesting, how the body was designed. And your brain is very sensitive to this because it wants to, it knows the value of teeth, and it wants to keep those teeth, and it wants to help you keep your teeth. Well, the other part of this is you can't do it without help from a dentist or a hygienist, because we take and really put our teeth under we expect a lot of out of our teeth. You chew with several hundred pounds of pressure in the back, And these teeth take a beating, and then typically a very inexpensive silver mercury filling is put in, and these will last for a long time, but they do a lot of damage when they stay too long, when they overstay the design of the material, and the tooth starts breaking down. One of the problems with the silver mercury fillings is that it's 50% mercury, and it expands and contracts quite a bit different from the tooth when you drink something of a cold, icy nature or a hot nature, either food or solution, and those fillings are changing all the time and cracking the teeth, plus they don't keep the teeth from decaying, and the decay will get underneath and get into the dental tubules and create havoc with the tooth. And over a period of time, we see people that put off having work done, and they will have these very unusually large fillings, silver mercury fillings, and a big price is paid on the longevity of that tooth. It changes that tooth's destiny. So having a proper evaluation and keeping a tooth to its, there's absolutely nothing that we can make in dentistry or place in dentistry, and that includes dental implants or bridges or partials or so on. And I've been doing dental implants. I'm probably the oldest, been placing implants longer than anybody in the city. I started in 1978, so I've seen the whole system evolve, and it's a great system, and it's been fun being part of the evolving portion of dental implants. We do some amazing things now. So the thing about it is that there's nothing as valuable as a natural tooth with a live nerve in it that is protected from cracking or breaking and breaking down, that allows that tooth to fulfill its destiny, which is 80-plus years. So keep that in mind. All you have to remember is 80-plus years, and your teeth can keep that destiny. And there's nothing like having that. So, and then, of course, there's infection and inflammation, which is so terribly important to clear that out, infection and inflammation of the gums and in the bone housing the teeth. We know now that the infections of the gum and inflammation of the gums and infection and inflammation of the bone housing can be very contributory to dental problems, of course. But the real problem we know is with brain inflammation. If you have inflammation in the mouth anywhere, and you will have, according to the scientists, you will have inflammation in the brain, and that's setting you up for the cognitive decline and the Alzheimer's issues, syndromes, or other brain abscess issues, as well as cardiovascular damage and kidney damage. So the teeth are terribly important, and you need a dentist's help in order to fulfill a tooth's destiny. So that's why we want you to call, and that's why I advertise so heavily that don't let stress and anxiety about dental treatment be a hindrance in helping you achieve this destiny of your teeth. And call Beth or Priscilla in the office of Doctors Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569. That's 210-341-2569. And we'll show you how you can fulfill the destiny of your teeth, how you can have a comfortable, comfortable dental treatment like no other. We've just worked for decades to perfect this type of system. And at the heart of that is the NUCOM system. We have other systems to help you if you need be to get over your anxiety and fear. And so Dr. Staffel and Associates. Their number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. Ask for Beth or Priscilla, and they'll help you, guide you through information and help you get to the resolution of any dental problems that you may have. Or you may not have any dental problems. You may just want to be on a wonderful prevention system that maybe you've been on for a long time and you want to keep it going. That's a great attitude to have. Don't wait till something happens, because unfortunately, too many people wait until there's a fracture or there's an abscess or there's a nerve damage. And by then, it is so hard to get a decent result. Things change when these teeth break down. They'll either break down or they'll abscess, and then we have to have a root canal done on a tooth, or if it's fractured or damaged beyond repair, then you have to go to a replacement, which there are multiple things that we can use for replacements. We have great treatment to replace these things, but it's, again, it's prevention, prevention, prevention. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. The prevention is so, so valuable, and we have new products now that we didn't have 10 years ago that are amazing as far as the prevention field. So I want to talk briefly about diabetes, because I had a visit with an internist recently, and he handles a dialysis center. And it was my opinion that 90% of dialysis patients are still 90% of the dialysis, diabetics are still 90% of the dialysis population. And he verified that. And, you know, I have a few patients that suffer from this. And once you see the arm of a dialysis patient, you'll never forget it. And the thing about it that you can remember and put this down is that 90% of the time or better, you can prevent this problem of diabetes and slipping into dialysis, or worse yet, losing a leg. And the numbers that I've seen recently is that Texas is the number one state in the nation for the number of amputations. And this is amputations due to diabetes. So not only do you lose your kidneys, you can lose a leg, and you can also lose your eyesight. And it's all because of carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, refined sugars. And I want you to put this down in your memory bank, because you've heard me talk about this so many times, and even Dr. Perlmutter has written a book on this. He's a renowned, world-renowned neurologist, and it goes to refined carbohydrates and sugars. And now more and more data is coming out from way back that the problems with sugar and its effect on the body is substantial, very problematic. And the data is coming out, finally being uncovered from decades of being shunted aside by different medical authorities, but now it's coming to the forefront that sugar really does the damage. Refined carbohydrates really do the damage. And we only have to look around at the diabetics in our city. I think it's estimated 20% of the population is diabetic. And our state also has a high diabetic population because of the genetic component. And then when you look at the outcome for a diabetic that's not controlled, people don't take it serious. And part of this is due to brain chemistry, because sugar gives you a 20-minute, 30-minute appropriation of a neurotransmitter that makes you feel really good, the serotonin and dopamine. You can't have a good experience, a happy thought, happy experience, unless you have adequate serotonin and dopamine. And it is, sugar is one of the generators for this type of thing. So you keep going back and going back for the sugar, and it then brings on all these complications like dialysis, like eye loss, vision loss, and worst of all, neuropathy, which you lose the feeling in your feet, and then you lose possibly the foot or feet, all because of a sugar consumption that wasn't controlled. So this is where your dentist can come in and be so helpful. And I have something really important that we're going to talk about in just a minute, about how valuable a prevention product that we have now, that we haven't had until recently. It's been checked out for about 9 years, and it's now available. It's really looks exciting. I've ordered some, and I'll have it in the office, or you can order it out of Amazon. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Excuse me. But the point I want to get across is that diabetes, if your A1C, that's a measure of diabetes, that's a measure of your blood sugar over 3 months. And if that number isn't down around 5, 5.5, you want to shoot for that. And you shoot for that not with drugs, but you shoot with that by altering your diet, eliminating the sugar, the refined carbohydrates, and the wheat, bread, things of that type. Because wheat, now we know, a loaf of bread or a one slice of bread gives your body a huge insulin kick and setting you up for insulin response that's greater than a candy bar. Now, that's hard to believe, but that's the facts. And so the wheat bread that you buy, you've got to trim that out of your diet. The refined carbohydrates, you got to trim that out of your diet. The sugars, you got to trim out of your diet. And you can prevent, even with if you have a genetic print for diabetes, and so many of us do. I have a big diabetic genetic marker for diabetes from my mother's family, and that's just one of the reasons that I really, really watch it carefully, because her whole family suffered immensely with it, and it affects your longevity, it affects your health, it affects your dental health, just lots of things. There's nothing good about diabetes. That's the easy way to put it. Your immune system goes down, and that puts you in more jeopardy for infection and inflammation, which puts you in jeopardy for more cognitive decline and brain issues and brain abscesses, cardiovascular issues, kidney issues. It just goes on and on and on. So you've heard me talk about this before, but I can't bring it out enough, because it's something that we can do about. We don't need anything other than self-discipline and education. And that's why I enjoy this show, so I can bring these things and reinforce them to you. That's what's so wonderful, that I feel like I can get this information to you and reinforce it and help you through these tough times of trying to make changes in your diet. So let me go to Annie. Annie, how are you today?
Doing good, doctor. I just had a question.
Yes.
I had an implant done on a molar.
All right.
And it all seemed to have gone really well. But now, and I get my teeth cleaned twice a year.
Okay.
When I all of a sudden I'll be eating and I'll chew something and I'll get a real sharp pain, you know, in that
on
area.
That tooth? Okay.
You see, I don't know if it's that tooth or what.
All right. And what does your dentist or hygienist say? Have they diagnosed it?
They x-rayed and they don't see anything there. I just wonder, okay, are they missing it? Because okay, now...
Now, here's how you're going to unravel it. Here's how you're going to unravel it.
Okay, good.
First of all, the dental hygienist, she's probably doing what we call a charting. And that's where she'll take a little probe. It says incremental marks on it and probe around that implant and probe around all teeth every time you go in. You should get that charting. If she doesn't do it, you, or the hygienist doesn't do it, you want to make sure they do a charting and give you a record of that so that you can see if there's a problem and you can follow it. Now, what that is, the little probe goes between the tooth or the implant and the gum tissue, and it's going to measure a millimeter height of either 1 millimeter, 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters, 4 millimeters on up. Up to 1 to 3 millimeters is healthy. Beyond 3 millimeters and 4 on up is not healthy. That means something is happening around that tooth. So that's the first thing you do, is have your hygienist or dentist check the charting around that tooth. And every time you go in to get your teeth cleaned, have them rechart and give you a copy of that so you can follow along what's going on. Now then, okay, second thing is, the best solution to clean an implant is with a water pick or a hydro floss. That's that water device that you put a little basin in it, in the device, and it's electric, or it may be battery operated, and you turn it no stronger than a medium, and you go all the way around that implant, both from the cheek side and from the tongue side. Now, that water device is the best device that we have to clean an implant. So that would be the second thing. Then you can diagnose, or the dentist can diagnose, where the pain is coming from. It may be coming from another tooth, in, either in front or in back of the implant. And that's easily determined by pressure points of having you bite and see if you bite on a certain specially designed stick, and that will tell whether an adjacent tooth is cracked or fractured, either before that or after that. And then the key point is a diagnosis. Find out where exactly that pain is coming from. Do not wait and let it develop and thinking it's going to go away, because you've already paid a hefty price, which is good,
yes,
that you got the problem fixed or you got the thing replaced. So now you want to concentrate on keeping it, but you may have another tooth that's nearby, either before or after that implant, that's really causing you trouble, and the dentist can figure that out real easy. It's not a difficult task to figure that out.
Yeah, the thing is, I go twice a year to get my teeth cleaned,
sure,
and they never see anything, and I mention this to them, so I am a little concerned.
You need to get them to diagnose it. Tell them you want a reason.
I've never had anything on my left side, and now that's starting on my left side, but I don't have an implant there.
Right.
But I'm due to go to the dentist not next week, but the following.
Well, tell them what your concerns are and tell them you want that diagnosed to find out where the pain is coming from. And you can just take a Q-tip and bite around on your teeth and move it around the top of the tooth in different sections. Like the tooth has, back tooth will have four cusps, and you can take that Q-tip and mash down on it, and it'll tell you pretty well, with a shooting pain, what's happening. Now, here's the differential with pain. If it's a shooting pain and it lasts for 1 or 2 seconds, that's a cracked tooth. If it's a pain that lingers for 10 seconds or more, that's a nerve that's dying. So that's how a dentist can differentiate, and you can differentiate on your own just by chewing around on that, on a Q-tip that's pretty solid. Get in front of a mirror so that you see that you're putting it on all aspects, all four aspects of that back tooth, and that will you can do a lot of your own diagnosis with that, so that when you go into the dentist, you tell them, look, this is where it hurts. It hurts with a flash pain, which is a cracked tooth, or it hurts with a steady residual pain of several seconds, which means you've got an infection problem. And it may be around that implant, and it's most likely, however, around a tooth either in front or in back of the implant. So that's how you're going to unravel that, but you want to get it unraveled.
Yes, yes, I do, because that's very annoying.
Sure.
I mean,
it's not a big deal to do that. It's not complicated. Yeah. You just tell them that you want to get the answer.
Yeah. if
with your appointment.
Again, that there's nothing wrong with it. I am going to go ahead and go to your office because I do.
Well, be happy to have you, but you can do your own diagnosis too.
Mm-hmm.
Just what I was talking about.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Have
very
a good day.
Uh-huh. You too, Doctor. Thank you.
Okay, now then, we're talking about diabetes and how devastating it is to a human. It shortens your lifespan considerably. It sets you up for infections. It sets you up for inflammation. It sets you up for eye loss, vision loss, limb loss, neuropathy, kidney loss, and it sets you up for tooth problems, tooth loss, because it affects the bone. You don't have it affects your immune system. Diabetes really knocks your immune system down. And if you have an A1C, that's that little number that your medical lab test will show, and that medical lab test with A1C is 6 or higher, you need to work on it till you get it down into the 5, 5.5, because that's a number you can't fudge. You can fudge on the glucometer daily by just withholding carbohydrate 24 hours before you test it, but you can't do it with A1C because that tests your blood work averages out over 90 days, and you can't fool that number, that lab number. So there's so much at stake with the advent of diabetes and with the source of infections that we have nowadays, like I was talking about. The infectious diseases that are out there, they don't talk about them much in the public domain because it's very scary. But in hospital scenarios, it is so serious because these bacteria live outside the body. Just a simple one like Clostridium difficile, which is a very difficult bug to control, and it'll sit on a counter for 2 weeks. Are a surface area, and people's a long time ago we knew that MRSA was in 20% of the hospital workers living in the nostrils, and I don't know what it is nowadays. I need to get an infectious disease specialist on the program to talk about these very things. So the key thing is your diet, and getting your gums and bone housing for your teeth as healthy as you possibly can, because your teeth and gums and bone have a huge impact on this, and you want to have teeth that are have infected roots. You want to get them fixed or removed. If you have a failing root canal, you need to get that treated, and it's very, very important. And if you have diabetes, it's much more important that you do that. So give us a call. That's Dr. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569, and give Beth and Priscilla a call at Dr. Staffel and Associates, and we'll be so happy to take care of you and bring you up to date. We have so much technology to use nowadays. It's exciting for me. It's exciting for the assistants and the hygienists. We have we have technology now that is just over the top exciting, because what we can do, what we can diagnose, and what we can treat, the problems that we can treat with this, these new technologies. Now then, one of the most exciting things that I've come across in a long time, and I'm so anxious to get this in use, it's a product called Low Lows. And to spell it, it's L-O space L-O-Z. Now, what's so unusual about this? Well, this is a preventative for decay. So, for instance, if you're in an assisted living home, or if you have a relative in a nursing home, and or if you're suffering from a dry mouth situation, oh, gee, this can be really valuable. And the reason it's valuable is because it's sweetened with stevia, which we all know about, which is a plant-based and a very wonderful sweetener, and hickory, not hickory, licorice root extract. Licorice root extract. Now, when you look up licorice root, this has been used for thousands of years, and it is has enormous health benefits. But they've combined licorice root extract and stevia and sweetened it with three different citrus flavors. And what it does, the licorice root extract and the stevia team up to take the Streptococcus mutans, which is the bacteria that causes, that we know causes decay. So if you're using these, they're like just candies, and you, directions are you take two a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and you do that for 10 days, that wipes out the Streptococcus mutans bacteria, which causes decay in your mouth, in the teeth. So this is just a stunning advance. They taste great. They're inexpensive on top of that. And you'll do this depending upon what kind of a risk you have. And your dentist can tell you how bad a risk you have as far as decay. If you're low risk, a medium risk, or a high risk, that's going to determine how frequently you do this regimen. For instance, if you have a low risk of decay, and that's determined by the x-ray examination and the history of what, how often you've had to have work done, and it's a low decay risk, we call it a low caries risk, but it's a low decay risk, you would take 10 of these twice a day. That is a course of them. And you would do that. You wouldn't do it again for 6 months. So you get that kind of protection. Now, if you're a medium risk that your dentist has determined or hygienist has determined from the amount of decay that you accumulate from visit to visit, you're going to change that from, you're going to take 10 lozenges twice a day, and you're going to do that every 4 months. And then if you have a high risk, you're going to take 10 of these twice a day, and you have a wonder, they taste wonderful. They're citrus flavored. You're going to take 10 of these twice a day, every 3 months. And they're so inexpensive that you just cannot afford not to do this. And so you can buy it on Amazon.com. It's called Low Lows, L-O-L-O-Z. You can come by our office. We just started carrying them, just so people, if they don't want to order or can't order off of Amazon, they can come by our office And it is, and then you get all the benefits of licorice root extract. Now, there's been some concern about blood pressure issues, but it's not enough of an issue to affect your blood pressure for people who are susceptible to this particular problem. It's been a health remedy since ancient times. So this is a new use, but it's really nothing new as far as it's in a new format. Let me put it that way. But licorice root extract is just amazing, absolutely amazing. So keep that in mind. Low lows, that's going to kill the strep mutans. The strep mutans is the bacteria that causes decay. So if you have a dry mouth, it's generated from pharmaceuticals, which over 400 pharmaceuticals can cause a dry mouth. This is the thing you want to start on and use regularly. If you have Sjogren's syndrome, which is an autoimmune disease, dries your mouth and tissues out, you want to use low lows. If you have radiation therapy and it has taken your salivary glands and adjusted, changed your salivary glands so you're not getting any saliva from that, this low lows is something that you want to start on and follow the course on this. So keep that in mind. That's the type of things that I try to bring to you. You wouldn't hear about this probably for a long time, because in medicine and dentistry, it takes 20 years for something new to take effect. Maybe not quite that long now because of the media coverage, social media and YouTube and things. But 10 years is not an onion. And this product has been tested since 10 years ago. And so these are the things. This is why I love doing this show. It's at my expense, but I love bringing you this information because I hope it has some help for you in the future and help you eliminate your problems, your dental problems and your oral health problems. Because doing that, just like we told you a few years ago, a great study in 2011 that was published, if you brush your teeth thoroughly at night and floss at night, it can affect your longevity, increase your longevity like 20%, just brushing and flossing thoroughly at night. And, you know, that's one of the things that we struggle with our patients. We have all these wonderful technologies, the Caries View, which uses a infrared look at teeth to see if they're fractured. Intraoral cameras, they blow the picture of the tooth up. We can see things we can't see through our eyes with the normal vision. And we blow that image up, an intraoral camera of a tooth, and we can, by an 8x9 picture, and we can see things in that magnification that are, you can't see any other way. And then with the digital x-ray, where we can take and look at the digital image from different aspects, both from a color aspect, from a shading aspect, from a magnifying aspect. The digital radiation is just so helpful for the patient. And of course, the dentist administering the digital x-rays is so very valuable. So when we put all of these things together, we can help you with the destiny of your teeth, which is 80 plus years, and keeping them healthy and keeping the nerves healthy. You don't want to a cracked tooth, and you don't want to, if you have big old fillings, you want to get those things out of there before they give you trouble, because typically the big silver mercury fillings are all we had. If you've been in the military, that's all they put in. They put in some real monuments. And then if you've had them for a long time, 15 or 20 years, gosh, you need to get them out of there before they give you trouble. Because when you take them out, the teeth are guaranteed, the teeth are going to be cracked. When we take an intraoral picture, those teeth are going to be split down the middle. The bacteria have gotten into the nerves. And hopefully the nerve has held off the penetration of the bacteria and is keeping that tooth alive, but you never know. We can't measure inside a tooth what's going on. And it isn't until you start getting pain that we find out that we have to do something with that tooth, either extract it or have a root canal done. And there's, again, there's nothing, absolutely nothing that compares to a natural tooth that has a healthy nerve. And since I have patients that are 103 going on 104 and they have their teeth, we know that these teeth can last that long. I have multiple patients in the 100. I have a lot of patients in their 90s. So we know we can keep these teeth. Now, this low lows is I think is going to be a really big help for preserving people, and then, and especially where people are in assisted living or they have a hard time with their dexterity, and they have a, for instance, they can't with the, if they have a lot of arthritis or Parkinson's or issues like that. The low lows, because it doesn't require anything except letting it dissolve in your mouth. And gee whiz. And it tastes great. And I know when I was a kid growing up, oh, did I love licorice. But, of course, that was a sugarless licorice. And the thing about it is that licorice is 50 times sweeter than sugar. So it's already sweet. And then they add stevia to it. So it's a very, very pleasant experience, and it has three different flavors. So I'm excited about this stuff. I can't wait to really get it into my population, my dental population base, and see if we can't make a huge dent in the prevention mode. And we've talked in the last about other prevention things, the SDF, which is really remarkable material, and then another material called Icon. We'll talk about that more next time because we've run out of time here. And but keep that in mind about your diabetes. And diabetes, the other thing is, it's such an insidious disease. You know, you don't really get sick with it. It slowly takes over your body, and then you go to the doctor and he gives you metformin or some other pharmaceutical. And these drugs are problematic for your heart. And then you have a lot of damage that occurs to your body, all because of sugar and the insulin response to the sugar. And the insulin response is also will take a sucrose and it will put it into the muscles, which it's supposed to do, and it'll put it into the brain, which it's supposed to do. But when there's extra insulin available, it's going to pick up and it's going to be a triglyceride and store it as a fat. And that's how you have a weight structure problem. And if, in addition to having a pre-diabetic system, and eventually, if you keep that on, your pancreas just says, I quit, and you get into real trouble. So thank you so much for listening. I have another program, informative program like this for next week. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Have a great evening. And happy fiesta. Bye-bye.